这些请咱社会来中间上帝话，记载于《哥罗西人书》第三章九十到十七节。我用台语和日文来讲，无得讲第三方面，因为你已经退去旧的人，甲伊的行事，有穿新的人，就是认真换新到这条改变。叫创造伊个像，其中无有分别，伊里面犹太、加勒的、无加勒的、化外的、西古之人、最落魄的、自由的，都都是万物，各地万物中。你既然互上帝所拣，实现也得着听。要用人民的心和心腹谦卑温柔尊论来请设施以必有十条，就叫三宽容三下面，亲像主把下面令令也是这样，在这的顶面就请进来，就是完全的个人就和基督的和平用恁心来做主，恁受教加做一体，也是为着这个，搁着感谢就和基督的道理在各样的地位充满在你的心，用心用观用心的主三大事三部分对文件与心来对应，来无乐上帝，各凡所做的，必须讲，必须行，拢着伫主耶稣的名来做伊，也对伊来感谢，非常的。以上圣经到这，结束。咱有诚好机会，邀请着咱个基督徒来共讨论今仔日的信息。今天还是新创造的新光阴，感谢今天这主人来给我们传业吧。
Hey, well, good morning and 平安。This is my first time speaking with a mask, so this whole year going back to the beginning of 2020 with COVID is my first time speaking to a large group wearing a mask, so I hope you can hear me okay.
对疫情疫情年开始到今天，这是我第一遍挂嘴音来分享信息，希望你能够听到我的声音。
And Karen, if I end up talking too fast, just tell me to pause and I'll slow down as well.
好，你若讲上紧，我会叫较慢的。
And it's been over 2 years since I've been able to come and join you here at East Valley, so it's good to be back.
真欢喜，真久的时间，两年过后，我才回来这里东安教会的中间。
I'm sure all of you feel like the last 18 months could feel like 5 or even 10 years with all the things that people have experienced.
在过去的年过后，真侪人会想讲，敢若是经过五年久的时间同款。
My wife Christine and my two daughters, Sayla and Rena, weren't able to join us here today. They flew out to Colorado to spend some time with Christine's family. But they do send their greetings and wish that they could be here as well.
I'd
also like to thank Pastor Andrew for the invitation to speak today. I know in speaking to many of my friends who are pastors, the last year and a half has been the most difficult time in their careers. In fact, one of my friends said,you know that you're in the middle when you see arrows sticking out of both sides of your body, the chest and the back.
Like,
Because when you're trying to keep the peace and keep things balanced, you often get attacked from both sides. Yeah, so please pray for Pastor Andrew, Pastor Joe, all your leaders. It has been a challenging time. And the past few weeks have also been a challenging time for me and my family. Perhaps some of you know what I'm talking about when so many different things come together all at once. Strained relationships in the office workplace. Preparing to go on a trip. The refrigerator breaking down in the middle of a heat wave. Dealing with family illness and death. Multiple projects at work coming up and signed long overdue. And children being unsettled by all the stress. I don't know if any of you listen to country music, but it sounds like a country music song. But in sad country music songs, they always say, "My dog also died, but I don't have a dog." But it has been one of those difficult stretches. Many of you know my Uncle Ben, who is a member of this church. And he recently passed away after a 12-year battle with stage 4 lung cancer. So I just want to thank you for caring for my family, especially my uncle and my parents. As they cared for him during this difficult time. This past Tuesday, we had a small gathering for my uncle's funeral. For the message, Pastor Andrew shared something that my uncle had told him a few weeks before he died. It was shortly after my uncle had a really difficult time to breathe and thought that he was going to die at that time. And he felt it was a word from God telling him three things. And this is what Pastor Andrew shared. And the three things were, "I love you, you are my child, and do not worry." These are simple truths shared by a man in the last weeks of his life. We are so thankful that my uncle was able to truly embrace these truths in the last difficult weeks of his life. So I take these three phrases as a final gift from my uncle. Remember that God loves you. Remember that you are God's child. Do not worry. And we have all lived through one of the most challenging and complex seasons in recent history. Not just here in the United States, but globally. It's incredible to think about all the things that even just the United States has gone through in the past year and a half.
想看卖伫过去这一年半来，伫美国经历了真困难的代志。
It's been a particularly challenging time for the church.
对，教会嘛是充满了挑战。
We have seen followers of Jesus struggle to understand how to be both peacemakers and people who stand up for justice and righteousness.
那么看到军队耶稣的人，伫啊征战，变作真多啊，正做好事的人，上时阵搁要坚持公义啊正义的人。
How to love those in the church and those very far from the church.
在那征战，要怎样听教会的人，甲己教会较远的人。
And how to find the heart and presence of God in the middle of so much confusion.
以及要怎伫这么混乱的中间，要去找着上帝的同在。
In our work with our mission organization, Medical Ambassadors International.
在我的国际医疗大赛的工作中，
we partner with churches and local Christian organizations in over 40 countries.
我有跟40个国家的教会跟当地的基督教的机构在那有合作。
We have seen our partners struggle with similar things.
我也看到这些同伴也为着这同款的代志在那里征战。
In Tigray, Ethiopia, a region that has had historical tensions with the central government and other tribes, armed conflict has broken out with some horrible atrocities and killings taking place.
In Ethiopia, Tigray, a region that has had historical tensions with the central government and other tribes, armed conflict has broken out with some horrible atrocities and
And Ethiopian Christians have found it challenging to be peacemakers when their own tribal allegiances run deeply.
In Ethiopia, the Christians have found it challenging to be peacemakers when their own tribal
As we work with partners to help prepare their communities for the impact of COVID, we also realize that some of our own network leaders were very skeptical about the truth of COVID and refused to encourage people to wear masks And in my own city in Modesto, the church community that my family was a part of, I actually had a church split over how the church approached COVID and racial reconciliation issues.
My church is in Modesto, a place where my family is here, because my family is here, COVID and racial reconciliation issues.
So it has been a very challenging time, so we appreciate your prayers for us and our organization.
This is a very challenging time, so I thank you for your prayers.
In John chapter 17, we see one of the most intimate prayers of Jesus for his disciples and all those who come after them.
In John 17, we see Jesus for his disciples and all those who come after them.
It's a prayer for love and unity. And these are directly Jesus' words, and I'll read them. It says, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have.
在约翰十七章二十二节到二十三节，我来读。恁所给我的恩光，我已经给因，给因做一个，亲像咱来做一个。我点着因，伊点着我，给因会完全来做一个，予世间知你找我，也知你疼因，亲像疼我一样。
Jesus prayed that the unity of his followers would be one of the ways.That the world would know that he was sent by God and that they were loved by God as God loved his own son.
耶稣为着军队伊个人的合一来比较祈祷，让全世界会当知影伊是上帝派来的，伊啊是上帝所听的，亲像上帝正义独生子一样。
To me, these are convicting words, as we have seen some of the greatest divisiveness occur among Christians and in the church.
我相信这话，因为咱已经看到一挂基督徒甲教会中间所发生最大的问题。
But today, I want to focus more on the true encouragement and power that we have in the Lord.
主是今日，我要甲重点放伫伫主里的鼓励甲能力。
So let's go look at the passage that was read in the book of Colossians.
So let's go and read Colossians.
The book of Colossians was written by Paul to address false teachers who were casting doubt on the divinity of Jesus.
Colossians is Paul's 所写的，是针对遐个对耶稣的神性有怀疑的假教教书。
To address these people and issues.Paul described Jesus with some of the most powerful language and claims in the New Testament. To establish Jesus' divine authority, sufficiency, and mission of reconciling all things through his death and resurrection.
通过耶稣的死亡甲复活，要让万民和解的这个使命。
I encourage you to read the book of Colossians in one sitting. It's only 4 chapters, but if you haven't done so or done so in a while, I encourage you to do so.
我鼓励恁啊，将哥罗西书啊，同一个时间改读过六遍，因为只有四章那点。
And in this time of confusion, where Christians have often landed on opposite sides of many key issues, I pray that we continue to seek God's wisdom and discernment, but I believe this passage is critical for us today. And even if Colossians doesn't give specific guidance on all controversial issues, it is very clear about the character and the way that we should live. So I'm going to read it again in the Message version of the Bible.
我要搁一遍来读第三章。
So starting from verse 9.
第九节开始。
Don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life.
无恁讲袂趁三遍，因为恁已经。
It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire.
烫衣服的人。
And their new way of life.Is custom made by the Creator with His label on it.
构建新的人就是直接换新，到得到裁判，叫创造伊的像。
All the old fashions are now obsolete.
旧的已经无去。
Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free, mean nothing.
其中无分别，因为犹太甲咧无甲咧，法官的人、政府的人、最落魄的、自由的。
From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ.
独独基督是万物，各地万物中。
And so, chosen by God for this new life of love, dressed in the wardrobe God picked out for you.
恁既然被上帝所拣。
Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline.
要用怜悯的心，甲仁慈、谦卑、温柔、吞忍、耐心。
Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense.
身处一地无遐嫌，就着三宽容。
Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you.
三下面 亲像主捌写咧恁，恁也着安尼。
And regardless of what else you put on, wear love.
伫遮个顶面着穿真爱，就是完全的洁净。
It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it.
着互基督，穿咱着穿真爱，就是完全的洁净。
Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. Verse 16, none of this going off and doing your own thing. Cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message of the brother of the house.
You have plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense.
用诗、用歌、用神的福，撒加西，撒可肯。
Is my microphone still working? No.
It just went up.
Oh, no.
Let's see if I can just go over there. Okay, is this, oh, must have just slipped down. Okay. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master, Jesus. Thanking God the Father every step of the way. So those were Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through
17.
What I'd like to do is just to go quickly back over the whole of chapter 3.
So we can get by the way,
Verses 1 and 2, Paul talks about the fact that we have a new resurrection life. So he says to live it.
So in the first and second verse, Paul says we have a new resurrection life, so we should live it out.
See things from Jesus' perspective, because that's where we need to be.
From Jesus' perspective, that's where we need to be.
In verses 3 and 4, he says that our new life is with Christ and God, and our new life is Christ.
在第三节到第四节，咱的新生命是伫主里甲基督做伙，咱的新生命就是基督。
In verses 5 through 8, he talks about how the old life robs us of God's goodness by competing for our loyalty and attention.
在第五节到第八节，又讲旧的生活争夺了咱的重心甲注意力。
These are the values and desires of the world, so put them behind us.
Verses 9 through
11, the old life is like filthy clothes, so take them off and toss them into the fire. Your new clothes are custom made by the Creator. Everyone is defined by Christ, everyone is in Christ.
Verses 12 through 14,
you are chosen for a life of love, so put on this new wardrobe that God picked out for you. And what do these clothes look like? Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline, even tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what you put on, wear love. It's your all-purpose basic garment. Never be without it. So what do the clothes that we wear actually look like to each other and to the world? Are they the wardrobe that God picked out for us with His own label on it? Or are we wearing our old filthy clothes? Who's watching the Olympics? Or who watched the 2016 and the 2020 elections? Are you content when your candidate finished in second place? If you have been hurt by someone this past year who did not believe the same things you did, are you quick to forgive as the Master forgave you? This chapter in Colossians speaks to all of us, and it speaks to me. Last year I heard a sad story on National Public Radio. And the topic was about how all the lifelong friendships that had become fractured over the past year. Friends stopped being friends because of the positions they took on different issues. I'm sad to say that there are a few of my friendships that have grown a little bit distant as well. And so I am also want to ask myself, can I continue to love them no matter how passionate they may be about their politics? When you experience the rise of anti-Asian prejudice and someone shouts a bad word at you on the street, how do you respond? The command to love our enemies takes on a different reality when it becomes so personal. Recently, I heard a message from Phil Tuttle. Phil Tuttle is the president of the organization Walk Through the Bible. The president of Walk Through the Bible. And he shared an enlightening way of describing where we should be as Christians during these difficult times. He said we should be like the referees in a football or soccer match. We can cheer on and acknowledge the good things each team does. But we can also call fouls when neither team breaks rules or has poor sportsmanship. We are called to a higher authority because we don't belong to either team. As Christians, our identities in Jesus should be foremost above all other identities. We represent the Lord Himself as His ambassadors. Our citizenship, our allegiances are not of this world. Now, God created each of us in His image with unique personalities, cultural backgrounds and experiences.
上帝按照伊的形象、形象创造咱每一个人，咱有独特的个性。
But what is the wardrobe we wear as new creations in Christ, as citizens of another kingdom?
所以咱独特的个性文化背景甲经验，但是安尼咱做一个基督徒新造的人。
Are we clothed in compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline, and patience?
在另外一个角度来讲，咱是要穿什么衫呢？咱是要穿着怜悯、仁爱、谦卑、温柔、甲吞忍的衫。
Do we wear love?
咱有穿疼的衫。
So this part, turn you up a little. Okay, I'm going to squeeze in Colossians 1. Maybe if, while I'm reading this, if Karen can open up that Bible of Colossians 1. And in Colossians 1, the basis for what Paul teaches and encourages in the rest of the book all comes back to the authority of who Jesus is and what God has done. And this is where our power comes from. This is where the strength for all that is mentioned in chapter 3 comes from. And this is starting from verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Continuing from verse 21, once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you wholly in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. So be encouraged because we have the peace of Christ in us and the power of the Holy Spirit. As we seek to love God and our neighbor, dwell in God's rest, his love and life, because that's where it starts.
So this is our beginning.
We can't live a life for Jesus if we don't know him and his love for us. And to disclose today, I want to leave you with this quote from Henri Nouwen. It's an incredible mystery of God's love. The more you know how deeply you are loved, the more you will see how deeply your sister and your brothers in the human family are loved.
上帝的疼的报应就是，你若是愈知影家己，接受着上帝的疼外亲，你就会当看见人类大家庭的遐人之外，悲哀有外亲。
If we can experience and grow in God's love and recognize how even the most different person from us or even our enemy is loved by God, how much more deeply will that help us to love that person? So let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace. And always be thankful. Amen. Will you just pray for us? Father, we are grateful that you loved us first. God, it's because of your authority and your sacrificial love that we have even any basis to do what we do, to live as we live. And we thank you that we do not live on our own power, because as humans, we are not capable of responding with the example of Jesus. But as we rest in you and become more intimate with you and experience your love, as we put on the new wardrobe that you have chosen for us with your name and your character on it. As you empower us with your spirit, we respond in obedience as people who've been reconciled to you, to also be reconcilers of what is broken in this world. Thank you that even in the most difficult of times, you are at work and you are demonstrating your love to us and to the world. Help us to remember to live out our identities as new creations in Jesus and as citizens of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣基督的名来求。